are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I saw this headline a few days ago about doctor burnout. And, you know, I just brushed through it because I'm like, I know. I mean, I've been told for years, even when I was a medical student, that we would all burn out, you know, probably in our first decade of practice. And I don't like to hear that stuff. Or I don't want to hear negative stuff. I don't want to hear that I'm going to burn out, that I'm going to, you know, be all washed up before I turn 40. I just didn't want to hear that because I knew that I was going to have to probably live and support myself and work and not be able to retire until I was 80. But I decided to actually read into this, because it's tying into the healthcare law. Okay. Now, are doctors reporting that they're burned out because they're pretty upset with the healthcare law? You know, whenever you look at things psychologically, all right, let's say you're not feeling well and something's kind of going wrong in your life, and then somebody decides to ask you about your future, you're going to be a heck of a lot more negative, don't you? Right? All right. Let's say you're jogging, you have maybe one more mile to go, and then somebody tells you that where you're jogging to is going to be worse than where you started from, and you're like, do I even want to jog to get to that area? That's probably the analogy that I should use for both patients and physicians. But looking at the patients, this National Survey of Physicians finds the prevalence of burnout at an alarming level. People are scared about this. I mean, I may not be that worried because I'm a doctor, but you all are reading this. So I wasn't going to talk about it yesterday or today because I was thinking, well, you know, no one really is playing a violin for us doctors. No one really cares if we're getting burned out or if we like our jobs or not. But it sounds like people do care. People are a little nervous. They don't want to go to a doctor who's burning out. And it sounds like, from what I hear from many of my patients and from many of my listeners, that you've been seeing doctors, whether they're internists or specialists, family docs, etc., that are seeing you in the middle of a burnout, not wanting to talk to you, you know, yelling and screaming about something, yelling at you. And I think you guys are already seeing some burnouts and some meltdowns. All right, pointing to this, let me see, where am I getting this from? USA Today. They say, while the medical profession prepares for treating millions of patients who will be newly insured under the healthcare law, why do they say that? Where are the millions of patients that are going to be newly insured under the healthcare law? It doesn't sound like many states are going to expand Medicaid. And it doesn't sound like anybody's getting hired back and going on their employer healthcare plan. Okay, sorry, USA Today, but you and all these other news outlets, I think, need to stop saying millions of patients are going to be newly insured. I still don't see where that's happening. Show me the math, okay? All right, anyway, the Mayo Clinic reports nearly one in two, 45.8% of the nation's doctors already suffer a symptom of burnout. Is a symptom of burnout deciding to start a radio career a few years ago and now, you know, moving to days and just going head honcho with it? Is that a sign of burnout? I hope not, because I don't feel burned out. They say the rates are higher than expected. We expected maybe one out of three. Before healthcare reform takes hold, it's a concern that those doctors are already operating at the margins. Oh, now somebody notices. Really? You didn't notice before? Okay, you thought Obamacare would help? Would just all of a sudden make doctors happy because we're going to get 35 million more patients? No, we didn't see that we were going to get 35 million more patients, and we didn't see that we were going to be able to treat the patients the way we want to treat them. Don't give us 35 million more patients and then tell us that we have to follow your guidelines. You want to marginalize us? You better watch out. Margin's coming. Okay. They say being asked to see more patients and not get enough time or money with them create an atmosphere of being on a hamster wheel. This is Jeff Kane, president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. They were not associated with the study. They said, we know when enough time is spent with patients that outcomes improve and costs are down. Of course, the differences varied by specialty, whether it was emergency medicine, general internal medicine, neurology, family medicine. Those actually had the highest rates. ER medicine, which we always knew, regular internal medicine, family practice, and neurology. Those had the highest burnout. I think they're the most underappreciated. I think they're the most overworked and underpaid. Absolutely. All right, so what does this mean for you? They say when asked physicians about emotional exhaustion, 37.9% of physicians reported signs compared to 27.8% of other non-medical workers surveyed. Oh, imagine if 37.9% of physicians are exhausted, imagine the nurses. I bet the nurses were looking at 80%. Anyway, all right. So anyway, they looked at about 27,000 different physicians. It was a pretty big survey. Burnout rate was twice higher than they expected. All right, depending on, how much time you give the patient, depending on the Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera. And whether you're from the right or the left, it appeared that the Affordable Health Care Act was going to add more pressure. Now, does this affect you? It does. It does. In the olden days, the doctor couldn't wait to see you. Many of us now feel like we are a thorn in the doctor's side. And I've even felt that way. I mean, you would think a doctor that gives you business, right? Unless they think that they don't have to put on the facade and they could let their hair down in front of me. But still, I don't feel like I'm the most important person in that room at the time. And as a patient, you should be. As a patient, when I walk into a patient room, I usually don't bring my phone in unless, of course, my kid has a bloody nose, hasn't stopped. School nurse is going to tell me if she needs me to come down and cauterize or whatever, send them to the ER, whatever. So, and I'll tell the patient, I'm so sorry, waiting for the school nurse, I have my phone. But other than that, if I walk into a patient room, that patient is the most important thing going on right then and there, period. Okay, if I don't have an emergency next door, that's them. It's their time. I need to know what the problem is because any problem could be life or death. The mistake a doctor would make is thinking, oh, I just have an easy sore throat patient and I can move on. Because we're taught to triage. We're taught to triage in medical school. All right, you're dealing with a gunshot wound, but like I talked about many times, while I was dealing with a gunshot wound, I thought I had an easy bladder infection and she ended up had a heart attack the night before. Never assume that. Anyway, don't go away. I want to talk more about this. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6699, $8.3349 for a half ounce, or $4.1675 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6699, $8.3349, and $4.1675.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dials. We got a lot of good guys working on our show today. We got Scott. We got Chad. George is always running around. George is so cuddly, right? Kyle's on vacation, right? He's when you work on the Dr. Dolly Show, you really need a break, right? And then, of course, we've got Donovan coming up. So we got all these men. I'm just surrounded by just phenomenal men making the Dr. Dahlia Show what it is. We're really excited because September 10th, my network is going to broadcast my show live mornings, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern. If affiliates don't move to the daytime, that's fine because a lot of you listen at night currently, still listen at night. All right, XM, God bless them for airing the show as well. For what we understand, XM will still keep the same show times, right? But we are trying to work on getting an earlier time. So we're busting, we're making some moves, and we are growing and expanding. And this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you guys. So please, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I know many of you call in, leave voice messages. Sometimes we can play them, sometimes we can't because of the sound quality. Your emails, I try to hit every email. This one I did, so apologize. This email is a couple weeks old, but I'm glad I found this one because it kind of relates to what we were talking about with Dr. Burnout and how to prepare for, as we're coming into the healthcare changes Now you're being told this week with the study that one in two doctors are really marginalized, feeling like they're on a hamster wheel, frustrated and emotionally exhausted from their job. That's one in two. Okay, you shouldn't have to be dealing with that. You have enough issues. You have enough issues with Medicare and doctors not taking Medicare and doctors not taking Medicaid and doctors thinking about early retirement and all that. You don't need to be burdened with the idea, which is why I hesitated bringing this subject up yesterday on the show. You don't need to be burdened, you know, with the thought that your doctor could be burned out. But it sounds like this is a bigger issue than I thought, and people are pretty concerned about it now. This one is anonymous. She says, Doctor, last week you said, now remember this is a couple week old email, said that we as patients are the consumers, and if we dislike our doctor for being rude or condescending, to shop for a new one. Well, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and finding another doctor is not that simple. She's right. It's hard to find another doctor in Vegas now. It used to not be, but the average wait, she says, for Medicare is 4 weeks. We are losing our footing fast. Okay, so based on this email, we might as well transition to patient burnout. You know, you guys used to be the, whatever happened to customer's king? You were the consumer. You could choose to go to, I mean, I understand in those small towns there was, you know, pretty much one family doc, you know, maybe a surgeon and, to help the family doc do some of the surgeries. So I understand that. But, you know, for years, if you didn't like one doctor, you could cross the street and go to another. Or you could go up one or two floors and see another one. And you had a lot more liberty. And now it doesn't sound it. And it's interesting because as each week, okay, this email is about 3-4 weeks old. I'm going to tell you right now that email is already obsolete. I'm hearing in Las Vegas that the average wait for a Medicare patient to come in is now 5-6 weeks. 5-6 weeks? Now, I don't believe it because there's a Medicare doctor up the street from me. And when I need to get a patient in, she takes them in pretty quickly. But then again, is it because my office is calling as opposed to somebody calling in off the street? I don't know. So already we're talking within weeks. This news is old. Okay, we are losing our footing fast. That to me is kind of scary. Okay, because if you want something done, if you want that doctor to fight for you and they could barely get through the day, according to this study that came out this week, we're really losing sight. You know, I was always taught, all right, sorry to get a little, emotional or, I don't know what the word for it is. I don't want to say girly because this is a girly, but anyway, sorry to, you know, go into this next topic, but here's an example of my dad. Okay. My father, very smart man, very, very tough, very, very strict. You don't mess with him or his belt. Okay. He never told me to be successful, all right? He never told me, don't try and be wealthy. Don't try to be a CEO of a company. And as you can see, that didn't happen, right? All right, Dad, I did you proud. Okay, no worries there, Dad. No, but he said, don't screw up. But he didn't use that word screw, okay, up. He used another term that is, you know, don't up. You guys know what he said. And don't do things half-assed. Okay, don't half-ass things. And it was probably the best advice I could have ever been given from a family member. And Lord knows, some of the advice I've been given by family members, I can't even fathom what would have happened to me if I followed that. But I was so grateful that my father said that. It wasn't that we didn't have to stretch ourselves, but you never do something half-assed and don't screw up. And honestly, I mean, I was able to get through life pretty successful. Now, me, I was an overachiever, so maybe he was trying to bring me down a couple notches so I wouldn't get an ulcer, you know, by the time I was finished with kindergarten. But, you know, as a physician, I took that advice pretty seriously. I'm not going to do anything half-assed. I am going to work on something and work on something. I'm going to look it up. I can't go to bed at night still to this day after all the years of practice I put in. If there's a patient case that I haven't figured out, if there is something just not right and I can't put my finger on it, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to come up with a plan, because I just don't want to half-ass it. Now, when do you start getting half-assed in any profession? When you start getting burned out. Now, do you want your pilot burning out? No. Do you? We've seen what happens with pilot burnout. Do you want your construction worker burning out, right? You don't want anybody in any profession burning out. It could be deadly on any account. All right? It could be psychologically traumatizing if your teacher burns out. Well, we may want to take this seriously. If they're really saying close to 50% of doctors, and those are people that admit it, I don't feel I'm burned out at all. But I bet if I was, I probably wouldn't admit it because I'm going to want to fight it. And I think a lot of doctors are that way. So I bet more doctors are burned out. And from the doctors that I'm talking to, especially with all the changes with healthcare coming, not only are they burned out, but they really feel underappreciated. They really feel undermined. And they feel they're going to be second-guessed. So now you have somebody that you're coming into. Got a lot of things going on, all right? They look burned out. They're trying to rush you, all right? And because we always feel rushed when we go to the doctor's office. And you got a little black mark on your nail, and he forgets to notice it, or she forgets to tell you to come into the office without your nail polish so they can examine your nails. And what if that spot's a melanoma? I mean, this is life or death. Don't ever think that just coming to the office for a simple sore throat, that's all it is. I can't tell you how many sore throats ended up, and I'm not saying to panic if you have a sore throat, but I teach my students, somebody coming in with a sore throat, you give that patient the same attention to detail, the same time, the same effort that you would give somebody that walks in saying, I think I have throat cancer. Because the average person with throat cancer doesn't walk in saying, I think I have throat cancer. What do they walk in saying? I have a sore throat. So here you are as patients, and I don't know how you are dealing with all the changes that is happening, even if you're for Obamacare. I am sure you have a sense of anxiety about what's going on because you know much is getting cut from your insurance policy to cover the rest of the world. And yes, I'm saying world because we're obviously paid for illegal immigrants as well. So I don't know how you guys will even listen to my show. This has got to be stress-inducing. I mean, I'm already, my blood pressure is rising just talking about this. You know, how is you as patients think that you're going to have any, that was so well written. We're losing our footing as patients. You do not want to lose your footing as patients. You want to be the ones in control. I don't want the doctor in full control, and I'm the doctor. Who should be in control? It should be a collective effort of you, your doctor, and your family. And if you got the doctor burned out, if you don't feel you have footing, you got insurance involved, it was very frustrating. I had a patient today. We finally got her blood pressure perfect. She went through chemo. She went through breast cancer. Blood pressure now normalized. Medicine's perfect. Insurance doesn't want to cover it. And they're frustrated with me because we can't convince the insurance to cover that medicine. And I'm like, it's a brand name. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't expect any insurance to cover any brand names if there's a generic out there. Well, you need to be persistent, doc. And, you know, maybe some of my burnout came out, and I don't think I burned out, but I said, look, I can't argue for this drug every 6 months on every patient. The insurance is going to win. They're going to wear us doctors down until we have everybody on a generic, so they're happy that they're saving money. And I told them, I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to work with them, and whatever medicine we have to put them on based on their insurance, we're going to hopefully make it work. But I even admitted to them, insurance is winning. And I don't think that gave them a lot of confidence in me or the future of healthcare. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really appreciate your emails coming in. Please keep them coming at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Of course, if you can't find me, you can always Google me. I know many of you are misspelling the Dahlia part. I think there's another Dr. Dahlia. She's a psychologist. If you want to go to her for advice, that's fine too. But just don't forget that I'm still here. Now, Marilyn from Fort Worth writes, Doctor, listening to you now and am as scared as you guessed. I have Medicare as well and just found out my doctor is quitting Medicare. It would really help us listeners if you can give us advice on how to find a doctor quickly. I know. I wish I had some sort of a service I could do, let's say, where I can have doctors in the variety of cities give me a link. That would be pretty smart. Sell advertising. I should probably do that. I'm not much of a businesswoman, so I'd probably just do it for free. Medicare patients taking new patients. But let me tell you something pretty quickly. You know what's a good idea? And this is on my mind because I was just in touch with the medical school right before I went on air. Your new doctors that graduate, all right, are very good. Stop making comments. No. Just hear me out for a second. Hear me out, okay? In fact, there's a lot of pluses to seeing a new doctor that graduated. And remember, it's not a new doctor that just got their degree. I mean, they had been doing residency for a while. They've been seeing patients, okay? When we're residents, think about this for a second, okay? Stay with me here, all right? Just stay with me. When we're residents and go through training, we have to qualify as a Medicare provider. And we have to credential with Medicare. So many of us, when we graduate, we're on Medicare. And we haven't had the time to be jaded and burned out. Now, I'm not saying give up on your doctor that has 20 years experience. Trust me, that's extremely valuable. But if we're talking about you needing to get in a doctor quick, okay, remember, you don't have to, when you have Medicare, you don't have to transfer your doctor completely. Now, there's certain HMOs, like with Medicaid, where you have to pick one doctor and stick with them. But think about it. If you're having an issue where you can't get into a doctor for 6-7 weeks, why don't you call the nearby medical school and say, hi, I'm looking for a new doctor. And trust me, the secretaries, they start to get all, you know, sobby and misty because they miss the doctors that graduated. I can't tell you how many times I got a referral from our medical school. They said, well, Dahlia Wax graduated last year. She's over. And I, of course, took all the insurances, even the bad ones. One, I didn't know better, and two, I wanted to keep my patients from residency. You don't solicit them, but they follow. I mean, you're already building up patients, you're already excited, you already, you know, have a rapport. Of course I'm gonna, you know, stay on the insurances. So one trick you could do is call the medical school and say, some of your recent graduates, where are they practicing? Because I'm hearing many of you are going down the Medicare list and you're not finding anybody that's taking Medicare, or they aren't taking any new Medicare patients. Well, what group of doctors are probably the least likely to not take new patients? Your ones that graduated in the past few years. Why don't you do that? If you really, and give it a shot and then report back to me if that worked or not. But I mean, honestly, if this is a bigger issue than we think, and many of you people with Medicare or Medicaid or an HMO is having that difficult a time trying to find a provider who'll take you. And now we're dealing with this burnout crap where they're now saying close to 50% of doctors are burned out and, you know, they're marginalized and they may be quitting medicine soon, or they may be giving up on your health insurance, or they may, I mean, if this is what you're looking at, you know, then maybe a safer way to go, it's not a long-term fix, is to find some of the new fresh blood that is out there in the medical field. And I gotta tell you, I see them. I see my medical students. Oh, they're so happy. They're so excited. Their scrubs are ironed. I'm like, wow. I never ironed. I didn't know how to iron. Remember, I failed home ec. But anyway, and they're very optimistic. And of course they aren't jaded because there's no way the medical school is going to, you know, dissect the Affordable Health Care Act to them and scare them, especially the part where there's going to be panels giving doctors guidelines. Trust me, that part, I wouldn't blame the medical school for not, you know, so like I said, they aren't going to be as jaded as many of the older docs who were able to practice medicine the way they wanted to without insurance interfering, and now they can't even wipe their butt without the insurance approving it. And, you know, I'm a little unsettled today because I really feel bad for that patient that, you know, went through cancer, went through chemo. She, you know, it took her probably 8 weeks to get the wig covered by her insurance. I finally have her blood pressure perfect. I could say goodbye to her for 6 months. Insurance doesn't want to pay it. It's Atacand, phenomenal drug. I love Atacand, but that's not who they have the deal with. They have the deal with Losartan, which used to be Hyzaar, because Losartan is generic. I got to change a person to now Losartan. Phenomenal drug. It's a good drug. But the patient had side effects with previous drugs that she was too scared to want to go on it. So who's making the decision for her to go and go back on a medicine that could possibly give her a side effect? Not her, not the doctor. It's the insurance. So, yeah, we got on the phone. You know, we tried to wrestle with them. And I know they want us to prove that she failed, you know, two generics before they have to shell out the money for a fancy schmancy brand name. I know, and it's a dance that we've had to play for a while, but the patients haven't had to play it as much as the doctors. And now the patients are starting to feel it, and even though they looked mad at me in the beginning, I think us doctors can kind of breathe a sigh of relief that I think patients are realizing it's not all the doctor's fault anymore. So maybe hopefully that'll help with burnout. Everybody will see who the real enemy is, and we can all solve the problem. That would be nice. That I wish that would be the fairy tale ending to this. Okay, now let's go to some medical news, but don't get excited about this medical news here. All right, headline, two tests may improve heart patients' care. Okay, doctors are always looking at ways to figure out, heart attack, see who's at intermediate risk. Now, studies have compared some available tests and found one that was significantly better than others. Now, don't get excited. You don't want to know what this test is? It's a coronary artery calcium scan. Many of you have asked me about that. Coronary artery calcium scan. It's a special type of CT scan that can produce images that show if there are calcium deposits on the coronary arteries. It's a phenomenal test. Many cardiologists have been using it. Someone with signs of coronary artery calcium has 2.6 times greater odds of having a heart attack than someone who doesn't have these deposits. All right. Lead author and assistant professor of cardiology at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in Winston-Salem says coronary artery calcium is far superior predicting heart attack to all of the other top-tier markers we've studied. All right. That's nice. Don't get excited. Is insurance going to pay for it? This, you know how much easier a test like this is? We could finally figure out what the heck is going on. You scan the patient, it's brilliant. They were doing ultra-fast CTs and coronary CTs years ago when I was in training. So we're talking, I remember, I think, seeing this test in the mid-90s. Okay? I know, yeah, when I was five. I remember seeing this test, and you could see the calcium deposits. I'm like, why aren't we doing this on everybody? Here we are, what, 15 years later? Doctors are saying, let's do this test. Oh, no way. It's expensive. They're not going to do that. They say currently doctors rely on a test called the Framingham Risk Score to assess a person's heart disease. All right. Yeah, it's a Framingham. It's a test. The test is only good for those in low to high risk categories. You only have to pay for the pencil. Of course, Obamacare will love this one. But what if you looked at coronary artery calcium scans, ankle brachial index, basically looking at blood flow between the ankle and your brachial artery, high sensitivity, C-reactive protein, family history, carotid intimal thickness, which would require an ultrasound, brachial flow-mediated dilation. Anyway, they found that these CTs did the most. And, I mean, it just, honestly, when you look at these results, it just smacks you right in the face. Don't get excited about it, people. Don't get excited. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big kisses to XM Satellite that has been broadcasting the show, and as well as all my affiliates and all my listeners. Thank you all so much. Don't forget, when you're on Facebook a little bit later today or tomorrow, don't forget to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. It's always nice to see your face and connect with you. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, this just in. It looks like Representative Aiken ain't going anywhere. Apparently, he decided, from what we understand in breaking news, that he is decided to stay in the race. I know the GOP is pretty unhappy with that, but I mean, if you take a look, you know, after his controversial comments on rape, his career is over anyway. So for him to leave, because the Republicans are telling him to, I don't think he was going to take that lightly. So he's probably like, well, I got nothing to lose. I might as well personally stay in the race. So Republicans are not taking it too lightly. But from what we understand, this just in, he is staying. All right. Oh, we got a lot of news that we are going to now fit in the next 12 minutes. I do not understand why this subject keeps coming up, but another study, this time out of State University of New York, is claiming that oral sex is good for women's health and reduces depression. These must be a bunch of hard-up husbands that are trying to convince their wife, and I think if they could publish a study, them and et al., everyone will listen. Anyway, it says oral sex is good for women's health and makes you feel happier, saying semen has mood-altering chemicals. State University of New York study, which scientists carried out via survey rather than through practical experiment, compared the sex lives of 293 females to their mental health. It follows research which shows that seminal fluid contains chemicals that elevate mood, increases affection, induces sleep, and contains at least three antidepressants. Yeah, but you have to brush your teeth afterwards. They say semen contains another of chemicals along with spermatozoa. Do I really have to go through this? So you got the spermatozoa, which is a fancy word for sperm. It also has cortisol, which is known to increase affection, estrogen, which elevates moods, oxytocin, which also elevates moods. It's kind of the love hormone, they say. Also contains thyrotropin-releasing hormone. Now, where did you guys hear me talk about thyrotropin-releasing hormone? Okay, this is in semen, they say, okay? But where was I talking about this? Okay, pop quiz. Answer, right. A couple days ago, we were talking about the Army wanting to fund a study where to prevent suicide, you spray your nose, not with semen, with the thyrotropin releasing hormone. Remember we talked about that, where the Army is putting money into this research to see if spraying the nasal spray into the sinuses with thyrotropin releasing hormone, it's an antidepressant, and this is also found in semen. No, the Army better not go there. Don't even stop it. There's also melatonin and serotonin. So this is pretty scientific here. I mean, not the survey looking at women and them being happy, but I guess there's a lot of ingredients in that. I mean, then why don't they just make a mixture minus the spermatozoa? Why can't they just give women a soup of cortisol and thyrotropin-releasing hormone? You know, I mean, does it really have to be semen? You know, well, I guess. All right, so I know, ladies, if you don't want to be depressed, that's what this article says. Don't know what the men have to do, but that's so far there. Okay, let's please move on rapidly. Well, you know what? There's something else about mood stabilizers. Hold on. There was another study about food. You know how women crave chocolate when we PMS, because chocolate will raise your serotonin. Well, a study came out going, why don't we maybe make these food colorings and put these food colorings into pills, and that could act as a prescription drug, because many of these foods or food flavorings are mood stabilizers. This research is scheduled for presentation Sunday. Don't all break down the door, get in line, at the National Meeting of the American Chemical Society in Philadelphia. Now, they have a huge body of evidence reporting mood-boosting effects from chocolate, teas, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and other comfort food. They say the tendency to depression in its many forms has increased due to our stressed society. Antidepressants are only effective for half the patients. So we need new strategies. And maybe they could come up with something with food. Now, honestly, you could give me a suppository that's chocolate flavored. I'll eat it. Okay, so chocolate flavoring anything will work on me. Let me just say that. Martinez Mayagora and her team used chemoinformatics. So that's a fancy word, which utilizes computers to screen the chemical structures of more than 1,700 food flavor ingredients for similar. That's called cheating. Use a computer to figure out the chemical composition. That's what we used to use chemists for, but that's okay. All right, fine. Use a computer. Oh, it's called chemoinformatics. Okay, so when I Google something for the show, can I call that Google informatics, you know, just to try to make it sound all scientific? Anyway, they use the screen to screen the chemical structures of more than 1,700 food flavor ingredients for similarities to approved antidepressants, marketed drugs, substances established with antidepressants, and also used to treat seizures. Valproic acid helps stabilize manic symptoms. Okay, I get that. Now, food industry research on mood modulators are, I'm reading this as I go. It's such a boring article. I'm having trouble kind of even reading through it. I'm going to fall asleep before I finish this. That chemo informatic thing just kind of ruined this for me. They say, for example, protein from meat, fish, poultry, and eggs is known to increase levels of your feel-good hormones, affecting alertness and energy. So what, you're going to make something fish tasty? All right. Well, okay, anyway, so she gets to present her, I don't know where this is going. It looks like it's years. But, honestly, if you have like a fake chocolate pill, I'll take that. I don't have the calories. I don't have to worry about cholesterol going up. I don't have to worry about my butt getting big. And I get to taste chocolate. I'm not too upset about that. Speaking about things we put in our mouth, they say infants who receive antibiotics before they're 6 months old may have a higher risk of being overweight. That's kind of interesting. Researchers looked at data on more than 11,500 British children. Oh, then I better do this in British. They found that those who were given antibiotics between birth and 5 months of age bloody weighed more for their height than children who didn't receive antibiotics in those first few months of life. And we did very good at the Olympics this year. By age 38 months, the children who received antibiotics between birth and 5 months of age were 22% more likely to be overweight. Now, that's very interesting because my son was on antibiotics because he had chronic tonsillitis, and he was underweight because of chronic infection. He didn't grow. That's kind of interesting. They say by age 7, children exposed to antibiotics between ages 15 and 23 months had a somewhat higher than normal BMI, but were not significantly overweight. So it looks like the big age was at 38 months. Oh, do we have to do the math? Well, okay, 12 goes into the 24 and 36, so over 3 years old. Okay, good. Study was published on the August 21 online issue of International Journal of Obesity. So that's interesting. Antibiotics linked to overweight. Woman goes blind from pigeon droppings. Did you guys hear about this? This is scary. The pigeon droppings didn't land in her eye. Pigeons could carry cryptococcus. Stop the giggles. And this 24-year-old woman developed cryptococcal meningitis, which caused swelling of the brain, and from what I understood, it damaged her eyes. So technically, pigeon droppings caused her blindness. That is very scary stuff. Now, she had a large amount of pigeon feces in the attic of the home. Cryptococcus is a fungus which lives in the guts of birds so that pigeons and chickens poop it out. People breathe it in. They could get cryptococcus pneumonia, later go into cryptococcus meningitis. She ended up having double vision, quadruple vision, then seizures, ended up in the hospital. And from what we understand, ended up now being blind in both eyes. So, you know, I know many of us, we see the dog poop. We see the cat crap. I mean, we see the rodent poop. Look at what happened with the rodent poop. I know that was out in the middle of a forest at a campsite, but somebody got hantavirus and died. Be afraid of the poop. We got cryptococcal feces making people blind. Rodent poop and deer poop giving people hantavirus. Scary stuff. Watch the poop, people. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.